2. Frozen feathers and fur. Monday. I flew to school with Lucy tonight. Wow, Lucy, your bag looks amazing. Thanks, Eva. I decorated it with warm Hearts Day symbols. Hearts, snowflakes, and music notes. I love it. I will decorate my bag after school. Yay! Then we will have matching bags. Everyone was excited at school. Tonight, only 5 days to go. 5 days to go? Our class retold the Warm Hearts Day story. I've heard it many times, but I always love hearing it. A long time ago, all the animals of the forest fought with one another. Everyone was angry and sad. One day there was a terrible snowstorm. A fairy called Twinkle Wings fell into the forest on a snowflake. The animals thought she was very beautiful. Twinkle Wings asked the animals for help. She told them she had fallen because it was too cold for her wings to work. The only way for her to get home was if the animals' hearts were warm enough to carry her there. The animals wanted to help the fairy, so they stopped fighting and became friends instead. Aww. They sang a song of friendship called Frozen Feathers and Fur. Twinkle Wings rode the music back up to Fairyland. Mrs. Featherbottom flew up front. Every winter we get together on Warm Hearts Day to celebrate Twinkle Wings' journey home and to remember how important it is to be kind to one another. She said something exciting next. Mr. Swoopstone, the mayor of Treetop, Oilis has chosen our class to sing the special Warm Hearts Day song at the party on Saturday. We will practice the song all week, make costumes, and learn dance moves. Yay! After school, I made this Warm Hearts Day garland. I'm going to use it to decorate my bag. Lucy will be happy to see my matching bag, and I like making my friends happy. I'd better get to sleep. I need to rest my voice so it sounds Hoot, hooty, full when we practice the song tomorrow.